Simon & Schuster Audio presents Cuba Straight by Karsten Stroud. Read by Armin Schultz.
Punta Guarico, Cuba, 7:45 p.m., Friday, September 20th. For 45 minutes, the pilot waited in the cool darkness of the ancient wooden hangar, the picture of his two little girls in his hand. It had been taken on a beach in Oahu in 1973. Katie was 3 at the time, Eileen 2. He heard a sound that he took for a gull's cry, but it was one of the Cubans calling him.
Oye, Señor Verde!
It was time to go. Green sighed, got out of the old wicker chair, straightened his leather flight jacket, tightened the holster strapped to his right thigh, and stepped out into the light. A long ribbon of shadow rippled across the tarmac behind him as he covered the 100 feet from the hangar to the stone jetty, where the Kodiak turbo twin bobbed at the wharf. Far away beyond the mainland, climbing up out of the southeast, he could see a high bank of thunderheads, vivid purple in the sunset, a storm front coming out of Haiti. Green tried to put the weather out of his mind. What mattered here was the plane itself. She was rocking softly in the gentle swells. Under the floats, the water was as clear as a gin and tonic. The two Cubans watched him from the dock, both hard Indian faces tight with attention. The paint job was perfect. A deep ocean blue on top, the undercarriage a light sky blue. Invisible against the ocean if she was spotted from above, invisible from the ground against a clear blue sky, painted with radar-suppressing latex. Popping open the bulkhead latch, Green looked over the cargo section. 15 hot pink bales, tightly bound in waterproof shrink wrap, each bale averaging 80 pounds, mounted on a solid metal skid. Odd, because a wooden skid was lighter and every bit as strong. All in all, a heavy payload. He stepped back onto the dock, walked over to the Cubans. Narcisse Huerta was waiting. The other man with him, from his look a relative, was much heavier. The hard light in his eyes was Neolithic.
Muy bueno, Narcisse. Your people did well.
Narcisse had nothing to say to that. The mark on his face, the carved tattoo of a palm tree and a thunderbolt, looked like a red smear. The second man, new to Green, bearing the same...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?